Welcome to this edition of Bruce Monin's Computer Points Podcast. Either to your chagrin or to your relief, this is not a full podcast, but more of a test. I am coming to you from Bud's Pizza in Minster, Ohio, as I test my equipment for taking the show on the road, so to speak. If all goes well here, on Tuesday, March 2nd at 6 p.m., we will be recording from the Moeller Brew Barn in Maria Stein, Ohio. And I imagine about a month later, we'll bring it back to Minster here at Bud's for a similar podcast. My co-host, executive producer, and chief researcher, Rebecca Monin, is not with us today. Unlike her father, she has a job and is busy at work. Instead, we have her older and wiser sister, Alexandra Trumbull, checking in from northeast of downtown Cincinnati. So where is your official location, Alex?
Yep, I'm in the Deer Park area. I am actually at work, but since I work from home, I'm in the Deer Park School District. So any day could be a work day.
And your official address isn't even in Deer Park, though, is it? It's in some kind of township?
It's in the city of Cincinnati, but it is covered by a Sycamore Township, which is not the same as Sycamore School District.
That's what I was wondering. So you're not rooting for Sycamore High School. You're Deer Park all the way down there, right?
We can hear the Deer Park Marching Band, and as marching band alumni, that's a good thing.
The reason I'm out of our studio is that a few years ago, I was offered the opportunity to speak to the New Bremen Rotary Club after a short but definitely exciting presentation on the mathematics of computer points. I opened it up to questions. The ensuing time was, in the opinion of the crowd, infinitely more interesting. So on March 2nd, we'll take this to the Moeller Brew Barn. We will skip the math and we will go right to the computer point questions and answers. Sound like a good idea, Alex?
I mean, I like the math, but if you insist.
You never know. We might wing it in a little bit. Feel free to attend in person. We'd love to have you there. Or if you have any questions and cannot get there, please email them to me at bdmonin@nktelco.net. Or questions can be sent to me on Twitter at the address of @BruceMonin, or the same address on Parler if that thing is ever up and running again, which I kind of doubt it will be. What's your technical opinion on that one, Alex?
I think we have some other conversations to have here, Dad.
I figure by time football season rolls around, we'll have two new versions of Twitter out there. But I imagine around here, no one will know it. So we'll just go with Twitter for the most part. Joining me here briefly is Joe Lynch, one of the owners of Bud's Pizza, who is gracious enough to let me test my equipment here. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Hey, no problem, Bruce. Thanks for coming here. Appreciate it.
So I've never asked you, do you have any kind of football background yourself? Did you play in high school?
Yeah, played in grade school, high school. Me and Jeff were from Cincinnati. So went to Cincinnati Moeller.
Excellent.
Yeah, played in the GCL. We always compared GCL to the MAC. You know, a bunch of good schools, usually state champ, usually comes out of the MAC or comes out of the GCL. So yeah, went to Moeller from 2004. So graduated in 2004.
I don't remember the Moeller history of those years. What was the approximate records those days?
Oh, man. So we weren't as dominant as like 80s and 90s. My year, we went to the regional finals, lost to Colerain. We were 8-2. That sounds right. 7-3, if I had to guess. But yeah, a lot of good memories. I think football is the only sport where the practices suck so much, but the games are so much fun. So football is unique.
Any dreams back in those days of moving on a little college or pro, or were you just having fun in the high school days?
No, just having fun. I was like a third down D lineman, so I wasn't a starter, wasn't a playmaker or anything. But no, yeah, no real big dreams. Actually, the dreams were Moeller, you know, with Jeff playing before me. Jeff's 10 years older than me. So I watched Jeff play, watched my uncle was a D coordinator there for a while, athletic director. So yeah, Moeller was the dream, really.
Did you ever get a game down at Nippert?
Yeah. Our regional final versus Colerain. So that was pretty cool. And back in the day, they had the first high school football weekend of the year, they'd have all day football. So games from like noon to 8 o'clock at night. So Nippert would be about halfway full, quarter way full. And it was fun.
I just got to see a game down there a couple years ago. Yeah, went down and saw a St. Xavier opening day game one year.
Gotcha.
Down at Nippert Stadium. In fact, back in the really old days, back in the 80s, when I went to school at Cincinnati, there would be tournament games there, and it would sell the place out.
Oh, wow.
And there would be overflow crowds hanging out of the buildings or surrounded the stadium watching, which was kind of funny because the college games would attract like 7,000 people, but there'd be 30-some thousand there for the Moeller-Princeton playoff game. So,
absolutely. Yeah, Moeller, high school football in Cincinnati, high school football in this area, and high school football up in Cleveland area. Yeah, it's big time. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to thank you again for letting me practice here, and maybe we'll come back for a full-blown one here sometime in April.
Anytime. We'd love to have you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bruce.
We have one last guest wandered in here before we wrap up. We have here the current president of the Minster Village Council, Tom Herkenhoff. Is that the right title, Tom?
That is the right title, yes. Thank you.
That title sounds awfully impressive. I was always more impressed with your title of being proprietor of Full Count Sports, the card memorabilia store back in the, 90s?
Back in the 90s, yes. 89 through 94, I believe it was, something like that.
Big money in that in Minster?
Oh, not really too much. No, that's one of the reasons I left there. No, it a lot of fun though. Got to meet an awful lot of kids and watched them grow up and really enjoyed it.
So, and the other thing, since we have you here, we have official town council approval for our podcast being out here in public.
I think it's a grand idea, and I'm all for it. Yes.
Anything you need to add, Alex?
Oh no, I'm glad to hear it though.
Well, Tom's busy. It's time for his afternoon cup of coffee, so we'll let him get back to it.
Coffee time. Thank
He's
you very
He's got town
much.
Business to transact, so.
Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom. And with that, we'll wrap it up. Again, March 2nd, 6 p.m., Moeller Brew Barn. We'll be taking your questions and answers. Email them in, or better yet, show up in person. We'd love to see you there. Don't you agree, Alex?
Oh, yes.
Alex probably won't be there.
I'll be emailing him in.
Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. So long, everybody.